Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 5th, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Short on blessings, long on curses. Wow, God is serious about obedience. The space Moses devotes to the blessings accrued to the obedient is dwarfed by the amount of time he spends detailing the consequences of disobedience. Don't people need constant reaffirmation of the positive benefits of obedience as inducements to that kind of behavior? Why is it people seem to need more and apparently stronger reminders of the negative consequences of their chosen ways of life? Because it's just too easy to slide into oblivion in the stupor of our self-will. We must admit that enjoying a blessed life, experiencing the full love of God, being prosperous of soul, having a fruitful occupation, living generously, abiding in a boisterous and happy home full of love and laughter, just isn't the normal lot for human beings. We are in constant turmoil. Peace escapes us. Our thoughts are often steeped in despair. We're terrified of death. Life is anything but happy. The life where sin is the master, in Paul's words, only earns death in all its forms. That describes the usual state of men and women, and thus it's far better to be forewarned of the price to pay for our ways before we blithely bite off the resolute disfavor of God himself. Yet what did God save Israel for? Blessings beyond the pale of normal peoples. Life above the usual lot of lost humanity. Fruitful everything. The presence of God in their every venue and affair. The promise of heaven once this mortal life is shed. And the key to it all? Obedience to God's voice. Loving God as he's made himself known through the law, the prophets, and most especially the Messiah. With heart, soul, voice, strength, and mind. Resolute monotheism, in other words. Anything less invites the wrath of him to whom we must all give account. As we meditate on all these amplified blessings and curses, remember that every single one of them came true in the life of Israel, both the blessings and the curses, all of them. Choose then between the course that brings life or the way that slides into death. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, cried Joshua. So should we. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.